Madame, je vous remercie.
Madame, thank you for giving me the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dominique Vetley, and I'm extremely pleased to be here with you and to be able to tell you a little bit about the work that I do in the legal protection of asylum seekers. I am a lawyer by training, and I direct a small NGO in Bern, which is responsible for the legal protection of people in difficult situations, and we have specialized in asylum law, asylum legislations. In 2014, Switzerland wanted to test the new asylum law in a procedure or processing center in Zurich. We had the unique opportunity of being able to be involved in this project, and we were able to develop a new legal protection system in the procedure with legal assistance which was free from the very beginning of the entire procedure. In the past, our commitment for to the asylum seekers was financed by churches, for example, or other organizations or private donations. So our services were quite limited. Asylum seekers would come to see us when they already had a negative decision, and our work were concentrated on those cases where we had to carry out appeals processes before the courts. In the new law, We begin our work with them as soon as they arrive, the asylum seekers in Switzerland. It means that free legal aid is given or provided already in the early part of the procedure. And the effect of this is that the legal representative have much deeper knowledge and detailed knowledge of the cases because they are actually accompanying and supporting their clients throughout the whole procedure and not just when they appear before the court. Thanks to the state mandate, we have the resources today which are necessary to teach our lawyers properly and also to carry out in-depth research in individual cases. Another effect of this is that the asylum seekers are prepared and taught throughout their procedure. They know what their rights are and they know what their duties are as well. For example, they are informed from the very outset of the most important evidence and the documents that they have to produce, and having legal assistance which is cost-free throughout the procedure and which can respond to all sorts of questions and which deals with their interests encourages the asylum seekers to participate, cooperate, collaborate during the entire procedure, to become involved. In other words, the most important effect, I think, is that the asylum seekers are informed of what is going on throughout the procedure by their legal aid, about what their chances are of success. So they have a good idea about where they are headed and what the results are likely to be. It is not like in the past where we had cases which sometimes dragged on for 3 years or more without having any idea whatsoever of what the outcome might be. And sometimes after a couple of years, or 3 years, the authorities would explain to the asylum seekers that they had to go home, to go back home. So you can imagine it's a bit difficult to convince someone after the person has been in the country for 3 years to leave the country. Now, during the testing phase, that's in 2014, we had many more people who accepted negative replies from the state without even appealing. Because what happened there was that they were being told and they were receiving these decisions. They were getting the decisions after a brief amount of time. They were very well supported by their legal assistants, and in this way they accepted being turned down without appealing. One very important condition for this kind of free legal assistance is that the legal assistance must be independent, and it should not be on the side of the authorities. And if that is the case, then it is certain that the people who are seeking this do not have any disadvantages when they undergo an accelerated procedure, because we are firmly convinced that this swifter procedure with legal protection, which steps in from the very outset, that our organization is very much interested in sharing our experience with this type of legal assistance with any state or any organization which is interested in having this information, depending, of course, on our means and resources.